This is Joan Tower. I'm a living composer. I'm a woman composer, and this is my choice of significant women composers through history for International Women's Month on WMHT. 31 composers for the 31 days of March. March 24th, Pamela Z, the experimental black composer, singer, and performance artist renowned for her pioneering electronics. Born 1956 in Buffalo, New York, she studied classical voice at the University of Boulder, Colorado, and scratched a living together for years as a singer, songwriter, busking and playing in clubs. And then she discovered electronic processing.
This program has been made possible by the generous donations sought out of you. This is a government-issued booking kit.
It was 1982, in the early days of synthesizers and live looping, centered around the lively electronic scene in San Francisco. She bought a VW bus, drove to San Francisco with $30 in her pocket, changed her surname to Pamela Z, and never looked back. Within 10 years, she was performing at the Whitney Museum and Lincoln Center, embarking on a composer residency in Japan, and taking her solo shows and installations to festivals and galleries around the world. She has 3 solo albums, the latest has just been re-released, and awards that include a Guggenheim Fellowship and the Rome Prize. In 1999, she co-founded the San Francisco Electronic Music Festival. And it's not all electronic either. She's been commissioned by the Kronos Quartet and Bang on a Can and Roomful of Teeth. Still, it's been a struggle. It's like saying there's no more racism, she says. As a woman, you're always compared to the 3 famous women doing this as if we're all the same. A man would never get that. But that's the plight of all women doing this work. You're never what you would call secure.
Pamela Z, born 1956. I'm Joan Tower for International Women's Month in March, written and produced by Charlotte Wilson for WMHT.
This program has been made possible by the generous donations of viewers like you.